各位来宾
，Dear guests，
同事们、朋友们
，Colleagues and friends，
上午好
，Good morning。
很高兴
，It gives me great pleasure to join you here in the golden season of autumn for the 12th Beijing Shangshan Forum。
在此。
On behalf of the Ministry of National Defense of the People's Republic of China, I would like to extend a hearty welcome to old friends and new friends coming to China for this rendezvous of peace. We look forward to fostering greater consensus and strength for the theme.Upholding international order and promoting peaceful development.
各位来宾
Dear guests,
同事们
colleagues and friends,
今年是中国人民抗日战争
This year, we commemorate the 80th anniversary of the victory of the Chinese People's War of Resistance against Japanese aggression and the World Anti-Fascist War.And of the founding of the UN.
在铭记历史
as we honor the past,
共创未来的
so as to build a better future together.
习近平主席
President Xi Jinping formally put forward the Global Governance Initiative, or the GGI. Together with the Global Development Initiative, the Global Security Initiative, and the Global Civilizations Initiative, the GGI is another Chinese solution proposed by President Xi Jinping to meet global challenges and solve difficult problems facing the world.
隆重地举行
China hosted grand commemorative events to highlight the truth that justice will prevail, peace will prevail, and the people will prevail.
这是一个历史的真理，展现走和平发展道路的坚定决心
China's firm commitment to peaceful development.And strong capability in safeguarding world peace and tranquility. China will continue to make intellectual and material contributions for jointly building a brighter future for human society.
站在新的历史关口
Standing at a new historical juncture, China will work together with more partners and friendships, friends with shared values to broaden the time-honored path featuring peace, development, and win-win cooperation. Follow the logic of historical progress.And move forward along the trend of our times. The Chinese military is ready to engage with all parties to have open discussions on global security and explore solutions to realize enduring stability so as to build a world of lasting peace and universal security. In this vein, I would like to share 4 points.First, upholding historical justice. History carries the past and inspires the future. Though the World War ended 80 years ago, its indelible historical lesson constantly reminds us that We must have a correct perception of World War II history and firmly stand on the right side of history so as to defend the outcome of human progress and pull strength to carry on. We need to bear in mind historical lessons.The catastrophic World War taught the international community a painful lesson. Since then, people across the world have remained highly vigilant against the root causes of war, such as hegemonic expansion, racial superiority,
高度的警惕。
Contempt for international order. The world today is undergoing century-defining changes.
和平与发展的时代主题
Peace and development remain the underlying trend of the times.
冷战思维
Our world is overshadowed by Cold War mentality, hegemonism, and protectionism. Worse still, the legacy of World War II has been used as a geopolitical tool by some countries, posing new threats and challenges to global peace. We must keep in mind historical lessons, see through.Disguised hegemonic logic and bullying acts and stand against them, and make utmost efforts to safeguard peace and justice.
Fellowship, I must say, the Shibishin Bari helps us all who are amiens.
Tintian,
in commemoration of the September 18th incident,
此时此刻在
Air raid alarms will be sounded across China today to remind people that lessons of the past should not be forgotten and tragedies must not be repeated. We need to follow the prevailing trend of the times, facing greater risks and challenges.It is more important for us to have a keen understanding of historical laws and head towards the right direction. Over the past 8 decades, people around the world have risen to challenges and made relentless efforts to fight for peace and strive for development. Though there are obstacles and setbacks from time to time, the call for peace, development, and cooperation has grown louder. And the global South has grown stronger. This has fostered an unstoppable force moving the wheel of history forward.
面向未来，我们要坚定信心，聚之聚力，回答好和平共处、和和共生的时代课题，让矛盾纠葛、兵戈相向的回归为生死以共，让反全球化的逆流重新融入
against globalization back to the mainstream of global progression.
我们要凝聚奋进的合力。
We need to build synergy for progress.
世界反法西战争的胜利。
The key to winning the victory of the world anti-fascist war is solidarity.For justice that transcends different social systems, ideologies, cultures, and religions. Today, the world is standing at another crossroads. Peace or war, dialogue or confrontation, win-win or zero-sum.
需要从正义出发，做出正确的抉择。我们要凝聚最广泛的共识，
We need to build the widest consensus,
最大多数的意志
and unite
和力量
the will and strength
推动历史
of the greatest majority
朝着正确的方向
前进 to steer history towards the right direction.
各国军队是维护
The military is a pillar.For defending peace and justice. As we stand upfront between war and peace and face the task of blood and fire, it is more important for us to remember history, follow the right path, and pursue solidarity and cooperation. The Chinese military.Stands ready to work with all parties,
世界 to serve as a force for global peace, stability, and progress.
Second, reforming and improving global governance system. Our world is in a new period of turbulence and transformation, with growing deficits in global governance. It is therefore highly relevant for President Xi Jinping to put forward the GGI, guiding efforts in reforming and improving global governance. Military security and defense cooperation play significant roles in global governance. The Chinese military is willing to make joint contributions with our counterparts to building a more equitable global governance system. For us in uniform, four things are critical. We must ensure sovereign equality, the cornerstone of global governance. Behaviors such as external military interference, seeking sphere of influence, and coercing others into taking sides run counter to the principle of sovereign equality and will plunge the international community into chaos and conflict. We need to follow the trend of our times, respect the development paths and security concerns of other countries, increase the representation and say of developing countries in international affairs, and accommodate the interests of the majority of countries in a more balanced manner. The military is responsible for providing strategic support for national sovereignty. As we defend our own sovereignty, we must also respect sovereign rights and interests of other countries. We must defend the post-war order. In the past 80 years, it is the UN-centered international system that established widely recognized norms and principles and provided for overall peace in the world. When we advocate reforming and improving global governance system, we do not intend to overturn the existing order or to create a new one. Rather, the goal is to reinforce the cornerstone and pillars of the system. The restoration of Taiwan to China is an integral part of the post-war international order. The historical and legal fact that Taiwan is part of China is indisputable. The People's Liberation Army is always a strong force defending national reunification. We will never allow any separatist attempts for Taiwan independence to succeed, and we are ready to thwart any external military interference at all times. Regarding the South China Sea, China is working together with other regional countries to deliver on the declaration on the Code of Parties in the South China Sea and expedite consultations on the Code of Conduct. There has been a greater consensus and synergy for peace and development in the region. The so-called freedom of navigation championed by some outside countries and the so-called international arbitration propagated by certain claimant nations challenge the basic norms governing international relations. China takes lawful measures to protect our territorial sovereignty and maritime rights and interests, and to uphold the post-war order and international rule of law. We must support multilateralism. Unprecedented changes in the world will inevitably lead to multipolarity. However, we must stay sober-minded as the obsession with absolute superiority in military strength and the obsession with the might is right approach will ultimately lead to a divided world defined by disorder and jungle law. China believes countries are interdependent. Advocates building an equal and orderly multipolar world and practices true multilateralism. We advocate that countries should handle international affairs through consultation and participate in global governance together. Such features as joint contribution, shared benefits, peaceful coexistence, and common prosperity are what we expect from a multipolar world. We must protect common interests. The ultimate objective of reforming and improving global governance is to enhance human well-being. In a world of growing security risks, the role of military security has become more prominent. Military power directly supports the maintenance of peace and security, and the military cooperation can have positive impact on cooperation in other areas and bolster mutual trust. Seeking peace and security for all, the Chinese military is ready to join hands with all parties to support and defend common development and security, and to bring the benefits of global governance to everyone.
Third, safeguarding peace and righteousness.
真实和平,
to cherish and safeguard peace is where the mission and the value of armed forces lies.
当前,
in today's changing and turbulent world, the military strategies we adopt, the roles we put on our armed forces, and the defense relations we build with others will determine whether we have a future of peace or war. We need to advocate the vision of peace.
从和平出发,
only when military strategies are made to promote peace can we avoid conflict and wars in the first place. A military strategy based on strength, containment, and deterrence is zero-sum by nature. It will only increase hostility and eventually backfire. China stays committed to peaceful development. Our military strategy is well aligned with our nation's development strategy. We build our military to safeguard national sovereignty, security, and development interests. In our opinion, exerting pressure, coercion, or resort to force should be avoided in interacting with other countries and resolving international disputes. Instead, we need to have dialogues to manage disagreements and bridge differences so as to eliminate the root causes of conflicts and confrontation.
We
need to serve as the ballast for peace, to save humanity from the scourge of war. It's in the preamble of the UN Charter. Till today, this vision of lasting peace still faces realistic challenges. People who have suffered from invasion, bullying and oppression abhorred the use of armed forces as an accomplice of hegemonism or a tool of abusing force. They hope militaries can do more to prevent wars and conflicts. As a force for peace, the stronger the Chinese military becomes, the greater our capability to restrain war and preserve world peace and development. The Chinese side is willing to work with all peace-loving forces to resolutely safeguard the victorious outcomes of World War II and the post-war international order, help other militaries to enhance their capabilities to protect their legitimate rights and interests, and shoulder the historical responsibility of maintaining world peace. We need to build friendship for peace. Sound and stable meal-to-meal relations are an important guarantee for world peace. Military alliances and political blocs are small, exclusive groups that serve hegemonic and selfish interests. Internationally, countries in these blocs view others as either friend or foe, and internally they carve up interests together. To maintain legitimacy, they have to create opponents and keep fueling division and exporting chaos. We must stay highly vigilant against and oppose such moves. China believes in partnership rather than alliance. We are open to have as many friends as possible and work together to build a new type of security partnership. We advocate to diffuse security risks through solidarity and collaboration and address security challenges through equality and mutual benefits so as to make positive contributions to lasting peace and stability in the world. Fourth, consolidating peace through real actions. The noble cause of peace and development for humanity calls for shared commitment from all nations. In an era fraught with challenges, cooperation is our best option and the only way to achieve lasting peace. To this end, I'd like to make four proposals.
First,
continue to deepen military mutual trust. Over the years, the Chinese military has built trust and enhanced cooperation with militaries of other countries and effectively safeguarded our shared interests. The Chinese side will continue to follow the principle of promoting solidarity and mutual trust, ensuring common security for all, and seeking common ground while shelving differences. We will strengthen the synergy of security strategies with other parties, enhance defense exchanges at all levels, and reach more bilateral and multilateral defense cooperation agreements so as to lay a solid foundation for higher level security cooperation. Second,
协作。
Strengthen multilateral coordination.
作为多边主义的建设者
和受益者。As both contributors to and
beneficiaries
of multilateralism.We need to better align our policies and actions under the UN framework. The Chinese side will contribute more to UN undertakings for peace, including building a high-quality peacekeeping standby force and launching the Technology Empowerment Initiative to help improve the efficiency of UN peacekeeping.
应共建共享多边平台，创造更多的各国平等参与与安全治理的机会。中方将努力把香山论坛、中非和平安全论坛、中拉高级防务论坛等，打造成坚固。
And make them platforms that accommodate interests of all parties. Third, improve the quality and efficiency of cooperation to safeguard global strategic passages and maritime security. We will carry out cooperation in escort missions, counterterrorism, and peacekeeping operations, and conduct joint exercises such as Exercise Peace Mission.To enhance interoperability with other militaries, the Chinese military has a comprehensive system on training of international students. We are willing to share our experience with all parties to cultivate talent and deepen friendship. We welcome foreign militaries to send personnel to China for training and exchanges. Build better cooperation mechanisms. Facing multiple security challenges, we need to have robust cooperation mechanisms.
Due
to the lack of international rules, there are growing risks in emerging areas such as AI, space, and the deep sea, making it more necessary to fill the gap.
中国军队愿意各方在广泛协商、凝聚共识的基础上，不断地丰富各领域的交流机制，推动完善各类安全架构，促进不同机制间的协调、包容，为改革完善全球治理体系提供有力的提升。
各位来宾。Distinguished guests, dear colleagues and friends, a just journey with many companions thus far. The PLA will work with militaries around the world to march forward toward the right direction and contribute more to the building of a community with a shared future for humanity and safeguarding world peace. Thank you.